And now the Flophouse Movie Minute. Hello and welcome to the very first Flophouse Movie Minute, the all-new, ultra-brief Flophouse supplement, released in weeks without full-length episodes, in a desperate bid to keep your fickle attention. Since we lost the audio file containing the second half of the Flophouse Awards Floptacular and Year in Review, I thought I'd use this inaugural Movie Minute to tie up some loose ends from that lost episode. First, let me give our top overlooked picks for 2007, which were referenced in the episode but never discussed. All of these films were well-received by critics, but were ignored by audiences, by award ceremonies, or by both. Stewart's pick was Hot Fuzz, Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright's follow-up to Shaun of the Dead, and his favorite comedy of the year. Dan's pick was Grindhouse, Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino's love letter to exploitation films. And Elliot's pick was Zodiac, David Fincher's obsessive and inconclusive chronicle of the Zodiac killer investigations. All of these films are available on DVD, but if you watch the individual halves of Grindhouse, do yourself a favor and YouTube the fake trailers in between, since they aren't on either of the DVD releases. Maybe someday those Weinstein bastards will release it to DVD in its intended double feature form. And now, because we know you don't listen to us for our serious film insights, here are a few of the awards that we gave out during that mysterious lost episode. We now give you America's most prestigious film podcast awards, the Floppies. Black Book wins for Best Movie About the Holocaust That You Get the Sneaking Feeling Was Just an Excuse to Show a Woman Dyeing Her Pubic Hair. Dead Silence wins for Horror Movie Making the Least Convincing Argument That Ventriloquist Dummies Are Scary, while the Nicolas Cageiest Performance goes to Ghost Rider. The Godzilla Award for the Best Personification of Destructive American Influence in the Form of a Giant Monster goes to The Host. And lastly, the probably shitty movie that I didn't see, but kind of wish I had, just because Rachel Nichols has a tremendous rack award, goes to P2, which also won the Typography Award for fewest characters used in a 2007 film title. Finally, we leave you with this look at the year of film that was, with a list of terrible 2007 releases that just might end up on a future episode. The Alvin and the Chipmunks Movie, Alien vs. Predator 2, The Bratz Movie, Captivity, Fantastic Four 2, Fred Claus, Georgia Rule, Hannibal Rising, Hitman, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, The Invasion, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, National Treasure 2, Primeval, The Reaping, Resident Evil 3 Extinction, The Seeker, Dark is Rising, Skinwalkers, Stomp the Yard, War, and Wild Hogs. As long as they keep making them, so will we. That's it until next time. We'll see you at the Flophouse.